tuongere okuwa ekigambo kya Katonda ekitiibwa kubanga erate era kye tugendamu
Because it's what we are going in.
Okongera okubanga kye yabisa ddala mitima gyaffe.
To continue to be expounded within us.
Gatte engalo zino.
Katawanirize
ekigambo kya Katonda
okuyita
muweereza we omutume Leonard
Okwitness
wamu n'omusumba Sam Bosa
Yes, he was from Uganda.
Praise Jesus, brethren. I'm
from service and source.
We'll come back from the first service. We still have a service of 40 minutes. We want to optimally use them.
Yes, he was from
Praise Jesus so much.
Some
people stumble when we clap and no one is coming.
We've
seen with the physical eyes. But we honor the word of God. That is the Lord Jesus.
And
when we know we've honored him, the Father is glorified and the Holy Spirit,
him
who sent over to speak what he wants, to glorify Christ,
he
gets to fulfill that work within us.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
And
in Nehemiah 8, when they brought up the book of the Lord, all people shouted and they yelled, and they bowed down for that book.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
No,
here, before we welcome ministers, we welcome he who bases in them to speak to us, the Holy Spirit, the Father, and the Son.
Yes,
praise Jesus. We can never welcome a donkey and forget the one seated on it. That thing was done in Jerusalem. People laid down mats for where the donkey passed. And they forgot to lay down well for the one who sat on it. For where the donkey ended and he got off, there was only dust. And they who seemed to welcome, they are the ones who beat him again. And they betrayed him.
Now
it shows there was no any welcome. But they welcomed only the donkey.
Yes, he
was. Praise Jesus.
And
by name and voice. Together with Pastor Boss. And
our
Bible reader teacher. We love you all. Who decided to seek the one true God. In Christ Jesus is sent. And we are led by the Spirit of the Lord. Gathered all the Holy Scriptures. Just speaks in Isaiah 34:16. Look in the book of the Lord and read. For the Spirit of the Lord gathered them. Even today he has led us. And we move on with the journey of heaven.
That
journey shows we came from heaven and we have to get back there. Like Philippians 3:20 says, that our home is in heaven.
And
we await our Savior from there to take us back there. 1 Timothy 6:7. It says we brought nothing on this world and we shall go back with nothing.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. The journey of heaven is like that.
It's
not my personal journey that I moved it. But all of us, we moved it to get here and read there. Because you had forgotten it.
Yes.
God brought a book of remembrance passing through me.
That
you can remember where you came from. But the journey of heaven, we are in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven, in the center of it. And we see the golden altar of God, the golden altar, which is in the midst of the Kelvin, where the lake of fire begins from. It's drawn us to see many things. The city came back the rim below, and we came back on the planet to look what will be happening when the day of judgment has come and people will be cast in the lake of fire. We've seen much in the midst there, and we wish to see the valley of Magadon, where the entire universe will be empty without heaven and the planets are no more there. Praise Jesus. It drew us to see where the armies have been stored, those which fight the Lord Jesus basing in that valley. And we discovered two places, and there was Gog and Magog.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. And Gog is the planet Earth where we are, and Magog is outside planet Earth, and there are other planets there, and the kingdom of the stars.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. But within Gog we see two places,
underground,
the underground, under the ocean.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. And the world of darkness, this is the dry land of
earth.
Still move to see what's concerning the world of darkness, the world of ignorance, and people are ignorant. People within the world of darkness not got in light of knowing the one true God. All both are in the armies of the devils, which come from the place called Gog.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. So the more they keep in the world of darkness, the world of ignorance, you've been prepared and kept within him, the real world of total darkness. It's no more in wisdom, in the understanding, but it's physical. All who are in hell on the side of the devil, even though they are being tormented, he expects that day they will be set free to begin a war, something very
hard.
Now, in what we've seen on the world of darkness, we ended seeing the source and the sourcing of the world of darkness.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. And this is what we started on this heading. We move on to a line, look at them. And we say that the darkness the devil puts, what concerns the garden of God, and what happened, this time God has revealed them. And right now we can get back in the land. Praise Jesus. The sourcing of the world of darkness is happened in the garden, where the devil told us we are going to open our eyes, yet we are getting blinded. And we saw much. We saw where the garden is found,
and
what proves the garden is in the place, in the third heaven.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. And we saw the type of death man died,
the
tree they eat and its fruits,
how
they died and it took from them the body of heaven and given flesh and blood.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. And we last ended with the battle. Even this, the darkness had been put upon it. We move on to see concerning the battle.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. He named it a put between the offsprings of the woman and the one of the
snakes.
But the devil changed this enmity
to
put it between man and man.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. The battle had arisen between the devil and his fallen angels and the offsprings of the woman. And those are people who came from Adam and Eve.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus. Let's get to Genesis 3. We still see concerning this battle, which had been put, and how darkness came upon it. Genesis 3:15.
Nange obulabe nabuteekanga wakati wo n'omukazi, ne wakati w'ezzadde Ni wakati wezadderio nezadderio mukazi.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Obulabe
enmity
wali nakubira wakati fenga abantu bonna bava mu Adam
and
Eve.
All people came from Adam and Eve.
Wali nokwata otawo kulwanisa sitani.
Had to join and fight the devil.
Etwali nakwerwanisa.
We were not meant to fight each other.
Etwali nangeri yabika ebituvira ko kulwana.
We had no clans which cause us fight each other.
Yes, yes.
Praise
yes.
Jesus.
Ayo kusa.
But because of hypocrisy
nenkweza sitani
and the schemes of the devil.
Ogena maso nokwanisa otawo.
Moved on exchange this war.
Nerujalo tronuri ngamuse masekati ga
focused us in the midst.
Era mulubiribiri sulini yoko
na Genesis 4.
Webe itandike tugamba bwe.
It tells us this.
Nubiribiri esula yoko na nolinyo lusoka. Adam namanya Kawa mukazi we nabera olubuto nazala Kaini nayogera nti mpereddwa omusajja okuva eri Mukama era nate nazala muganda we Abiri Abiri naba musumba wandiga naye Kaini naba mulimi wattaka awo ennaku bwe zaayitawo Kaini n'alyoka aleeta ebibala by'ettaka okubiwaayo eri Katonda. Abiri na ye naleta abana bendiga ze. Ababereberye na masavu gazo. Mukama nakiriza Abiri nechawaddeyo. Ne Kaini nechawaddeyo teyamukiriza.
Oli de chali wo.
You hear what happened?
Ati kitani chiyakola.
What the devil did.
Weyachimanya nti bana abana bayino kuwatagana bamulwanisi.
These children had to agree and find him.
Nabako omugwe yasimba mwensi
kwe. And he planted his seed in one of them.
Asinzirawo kunyigira muganda
we. That he based in that to get anger of his
brother. Otalo lukusibwe tunulire kati ato omuntu no omuntu.
That the battle to change to focus on man and man.
Yes, ye was.
Praise Jesus.
Nika sibwe lwali.
But it wasn't like that.
Otalo lwali nakulwanisa sitani fenna.
We all had to fight the devil.
Era singa buli muntu awulire ekikolwa kya sitani nga kimukema.
Even one felt the temptation of the devil yelled and the devil has appeared to me. If you see them on their fruits, before you see them with their eyes, and the fruits have manifested, you will. Scripture, that's where it comes. Matthew said, you'll see them
with
their fruits. Before you see the
devil,
his fruits are easy to see. I want to steal. And you know the devil is present.
Woo!
And you yell out.
Angels
chase him is there. But if you don't want to steal, to steal is your brother.
And
you're going to fight each other. How enmity was entire world as we walk the world. We think we must fight among ourselves. But the battle shouldn't be amongst ourselves.
But
one who tells the battle to be in the people is the devil.
Yes,
praise Jesus. As others do evil, and others do good. And they begin to hate each other like that. Hate you over doing good things and they begin to fight.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
The
battle arose in that way.
Now,
darkness is right here. It is how that the battle enmity all who came from Adam and Eve focus it to the devil and his fallen angels. Confused us now. We fight in nation with nation. The clan with clan. Language with language. We are fighting each other. We left the devil is enjoying free, no one fights him. I think you've had the problem. Now we are fighting ourselves on the way where we are. The way going to heaven.
Means
we are hindering ourselves to go back home. And the book says
the
devil will strike your heels. Pull them never to head home. Now what he did,
not
to hinder them go home,
brought
their father in heaven as they pray.
We
have to hold their heels,
their
destiny and their coming.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Our coming was confused.
We
don't know how we come on the world.
Most
think we begin in our mother's wombs, but it's not like that.
And
they were going back. We got to be confused. We think we are to be buried of mountains of specifics. They are on our destiny. The Bible says the snake will target our physical health.
Yet
our destiny, how we came and how we can go back. Darkness right is captured total darkness. Understand how they bite the heels. Understand how we shall strike the heads. Heads at seven in total. They to God on physical snakes looking for their heads. And we hide our heels as we see the snake. We shouldn't bite our heels. And you look for a head to strike it. Darkness trouble us like that.
The
source of it came from the garden.
Still
in Genesis 4. Genesis 4, verse 5.
Naye Kaini, nekyawaddeyo teyamukkiriza. Kaini n'asunguwala nnyo.
He who corrupted the eyes. Remember, when we began to corrupt eyes in the garden, one brought our eyes look different. In Genesis
3,
after made us see the tree and we saw it different, desiring to be eaten
and
to bring even wisdom, the rich become God. Yet it was seen wrongly. When he enters
kind,
he saw things different.
Look
at his brother, he saw this the beast. Even if I cut off his head. Genesis 4 verse 6.
Mukama n'agamba Kaini nti kiki ekikusunguwaza era kiki ekikwononesa amaaso go.
Ato edobozi nobori huli rango geno kore ibi.
This voice you hear it as you go to do evil.
To ina kurwana na muganda.
You should fight with your brother. Why you fight? This I have to beat him.
And
you answer God sharp words in that moment. You tell him, how come you never bear the devil and you chased it from heaven yourself?
That is the
devil we fight with. This is your brother.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
God told him,
"Old town, Nabagambi Murwani,
I told you fight the devil.
Why do
you see your brother in a different way?"
Luberebele esura yokuna nolinyirwam sanvu.
Genesis 4 verse 7.
Bonokola ngobulungi tokirizibwenga.
Namugamba kati
zibuchogendo funa chichi. Problem to get is one.
Mwenna mukole birungi
bokirizibwe. Do good you will be accepted.
Nagamba netta
andike.
Wano kuba ekirungi nechibi.
They have to be good and they wrong.
Kubantu bano kubanga singa babera barungi bonna bajja kumuwandisa.
If both are good they will fight me.
Ngolu talo beruli no kubera.
Just as the battle has to be.
Yeti yakula
na what he did.
Natunda wo bubi
created evil.
That
we can refuse to focus on him and we fight ourselves. Now after he recruits us in his armies which are to fight God. And down here
the
armies fighting God began immediately in the words they speak. They began the battle.
And
as if we have
in
charge with the priest, yet with the Lord.
And
before the end battle comes,
the
world of darkness, people began to fight God in
the spirit.
They fight themselves and their God.
Tulimu dubelebele esula.
Genesis 4 verse 7.
Bw'otokola bulungi ekibi kituula ku luggi. N'okwegomba nti n'okwegomba kwe kunaabanga eri ggwe.
Nti oli alina kye yeegomba Lucifer.
That the devil is desiring something.
Yeegomba singa otawo lukyusibwa.
Desiring if this battle is changed.
Ne lubeera wakati w'omuntu n'omuntu.
Between man and man.
Bwe mmala ne mbagamba Katonda y'atabaagala.
I tell them God is the one who never loves you.
Yali no kwegomba kuyiko yali
the desire was up to In the garden, they chased them. And what happened? They told them an enemy is between them and me. What do I have to change this battle? They fight themselves after they fight their gods.
And
they will have a group fighting their God and it fights their brethren.
It
therefore hurried on the side.
The
father came on to us. There is something you have not realized.
Once
you fight yourself after fight me, that is the world called God.
Underground,
which is underground under the ocean and the world of darkness.
Yes, he was raised.
The world of darkness is not far.
People
are on the world with darkness, not knowing where they came from, where they
are
going. And the things they create, they don't do them. And they do things fighting their gods.
Genesis 4 verse 7. Nawe, onomufuganga. Kaini nayogera ne Abiri muganda we. Awo. Bwebali nga bali.
Listen now.
Katonda agambye Kaini.
God tells Kaini.
Nti oli alina okwegomba okuzibu.
The devil is having a dangerous desire.
Naye olina okusigala ng'oli muki.
But you have to remain on track.
Mufuke.
And you remain.
Bontu olinga okuyingira ku mugwe.
Throw his entering in you.
Kuba kati ali ku mulyango awo. Ayagala kuyingira.
To enter in you.
That's
what it says on the door.
Yali kumutima ngana ba yingira mukaye.
Heart before entering kind.
Na mugamba zio musajio na likumuri yango gua mutima gua.
This man is on the door of your heart.
Aya kara kuingira sizire mungu akumol taru wakati wole muganda.
Begin a war between you and your brother.
Na munga tomo kiriza sigara ngoja amufuzi.
Don't accept govern him.
Gana wo ruchiru mutima gua.
Shut the door of your heart.
Kuingiza munti muganda wole mudabe u.
Enter in your brother is your enemy.
Unu musajia inachi havara.
This man is up to something.
You
can remain governing him.
But
the devil got weak in here. When they
chased him in the garden, and the
enemy strengthened us to fight,
he feared. People
that have told him fight them.
Therefore,
had never gotten a battle ever
since the
world. Never fought with his angels in Jerusalem.
But they had
put man to fight him. And it threatened him.
This
man begins to fight the devil and his fallen angels. But the battle was changed.
Up
now we've never overcome it.
We failed,
and the blood came to save us of Jesus. Even now we've not gotten strength.
And we still
in battles of the flesh.
Fight
brother by brother. What's the price of even salvation?
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
We need
to pass the new generation. Bring back the battle as it was meant. When Jesus reached the world, he said, in the beginning I gave you power fight the devil. You
cast
a
fightful kind.
Come back, keep your
promise.
You chase demons.
You
heal disease.
You
restored power and
glory.
I don't know what we got to into again.
The
con man, the devil took it back to battle. He brought it in the people again. And to fight their gods.
Genesis
4:8.
Kaini nayogera ne Abiri muganda we, awe bali nga bali mu nnimiro. Kaini n'alyoka agolokokera ku Abiri muganda we n'amutta.
You
hear the war has arisen.
Yani mugambye nti Katonda yaze na ngamba.
The one would have told you, God told me.
Muganda yakubuulire.
I tell you,
muganda one,
my brother.
Tata yaze mu kolisi.
My father came in a vision.
Na ngamba.
He told me.
Sitani.
So my heart wants to enter. What can we do to haunt him down? But even today,
if
the devil tells you,
commit
adultery, you don't want to tell me, pastor, pray for me.
You
want to hide him.
You don't want
to abuse. I want to save me and pray for me.
Why you
pray
praise Jesus. There's something people have never taken time to know. The strength of sin to work in a person is in hiding it, never to speak of it. I preached on that experience. When sin enters your heart, or it's crouching on your door, and you don't get time to share with a brother to save you, and you yourself to guard yourself, that sin eventually overcomes you. But if you share it with the brethren, there is a fear watching over you, how the brethren will see when you betrayed them. It helps you standing. And it says, confess your sins to each other. It's not good to keep them in secret, but to expose them.
Amen.
Yes, we have
raised Jesus.
The
battle was here. I don't know whether you're the kind, whether the other is it's upon you. One of us tears up the battle, refuses to speak it to his brother.
And
I tell you what's in the heart. As you see me say that I'm calculating something,
tell
your brother,
if you have a deal,
which deal, and it's not of knowing God here. In another way, the deal says, if I get this knowledge, I go begin a ministry. What are you going to begin with, church? It wasn't
a
business, but share it with a brother to advise you. For you may have been the one telling you, not God. Now they tell this one, I tell you,
your heart,
but you can shut him out.
Singo, gamba ko muganda.
Tell of your brother. And to a better than one.
That's why,
when he was still one, no one tempted him. Until they brought his brother. And the devil said,
now,
if I don't begin with the children, for Eve,
Adam,
they know me well. Children don't know how I'm
ash.
They don't know my poison I have. I have to get one. I trouble the world. Even God warned. They sprang from here, the battles in the world. All the wars of guns, if you put them aside,
there is
a
word
you have with your brother, whether
with
the husband,
fighting
for a wife, or land, whatever you do to fight, fight each other, you are the same thing here. Hate them 3 months,
that
too but you fail to overcome it.
The devil
is pressuring you.
You
fight your brother.
You
hit me for them 1 week.
No.
It's between you to hate the devil.
Amen.
Lubereberye
esula yakuna n'olunyiriri lwa mwenda.
Genesis 4 verse 9.
Mukama nagamba Kaini nti aluwa Abiri muganda wo. Nayogera nti simanyi nze mukumi wa muganda wange.
Here the battle has begun.
Rwanisiza muganda
we. You fight your brother.
Yakute Katonda.
Now is unto his God.
Katonda akubuza muganda
wangu. Ask you, where is your brother?
Nze mukuma.
Am I my brother's keeper?
Ali munsawo zange.
Is he in my pockets? How much
do
you pay me to keep
it? They
are asking you today, where is your father
going?
I don't know whether he's in hell. You know, our brothers have gotten lost from us.
They
have not gone back home.
We speak
Jeremiah
20.
Don't pray for the dead and the one who goes.
I'm
afraid they have not gone back to their home country. Where our brethren are, we don't know.
don't
know where they got lost. They never reached home. We don't know.
But then,
no one minds, as long as you die, it's upon you.
But
connect and know where your brother is. And when they die, I don't know where they've gone. Me too, I'll follow. You follow what?
Now,
up to the God,
he's
asking us, our brethren,
even
we are not with them in the light, all of them.
Some
we preach to them, others we preach, they refuse. If God asks you, where are they?
I have
no reason you ever preach to them.
Others,
you preach, they fight you.
So
our brethren have gotten lost from us.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Don't
you understand how he has asked? Where is your brother?
To
have watched him over in this world that they don't get captured. It's me who preached the wrong gospel to them and they got lost. It's me who never gave them food, they died. And they are not aligned themselves. That's why he told us. Each one to be a watchman of another. And you'll be a person whom God will release the warning. If they die, and you know one them, they will die in their unrighteous, but the blood of them will be counted on you. Just as they did to this kind. We are
to our
brothers. But the other is the one who killed himself. God asked him where your brother is.
I don't know.
Am I his watchman and his keeper? Already that I talk is in us.
Therefore,
I entered in his
hearts.
Remember him in Job.
Job
1:6-10. The devil has asked
for
the voice uses is what he uses. And from moving up and down the world.
Have
you seen of Job?
Job,
do you think he fears you in vain? He's answering God like
that.
You hear the same voice. It appears in Cain.
He's
already become another devil. Let's repeat this verse. Genesis 4:9.
Mukama nagamba Kaini nti, aluwa abiri muganda wo. Nayogera nti simanyi. Nze mukomi wa muganda wange.
Simanyi.
I don't know. And I'm not his keeper. I think you have understood that.
Simanyi.
I don't know where he is. And I'm not his keeper.
Then
they ask your forefathers where they went. Never minded where they went.
Even
when we are not their keepers. They ask you, that means that you reach heaven? Me too, I don't know.
Yet
they told you to watch over their spirits.
We told us
watch over the spirit as people will give accountability. How can you reach not sure whether someone
is here?
Yet they have been fellowshipping in your place and you claim to be their spiritual father. You may have changed the
war and not
both your brethren giving them the wrong words. The gospel which is false.
Waste
their time on the way we are on. And the devil used you to fight your brother. Give them words which can't reach them home in heaven. Fighting God began through words. Before we reach the battle of the spirit coming on the day of the Lord, people have
called
missiles and weapons to fight God. They immediately began with words. He says, I don't know whether he is. What is wrong? Am I his keeper? When you answer God such words, you become what?
Before
people in the world ask them their forefathers where they went.
They
don't know.
And
they ask God, are we the ones who keep them?
Did
you see if don't watch over, we keep in vain?
It
failed you last
night.
Why didn't you call me to watch over them?
I told them that
the father was here.
But he
told me this and
that. He
told me there's a sin crouching
over me.
The brother would have watched over him.
If he called him in
the garden, he wouldn't have gone.
You know, if you're
there and immorality is consumed you,
and you told
the sister that don't pass here, I am not well.
But
you call her, come and see me, but if not, the mood you're on is not well.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
Amen.
These things are
easy.
He expose the devil and fight him. The world of God is put people without dark lights.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
That is done.
Now the devil, it's what he did. He changed the battle.
In the entire
world we have that darkness. We don't know how he changed.
We are a new
generation of God in this life. In the name of Jesus. This is not praising and lying. Go search about it. You log in your phone or your internet on the internet and put it to explain you what concerns Genesis 3:15. And see whether they
will
tell you. You will compare and prove God has loved us.
Amen. Turi mu rubereberye. Esuri yo kuna nolinyirwa. Wa 10.
Genesis 4:10.
Nze mukumi wa muganda wange. Nayogera nti okoze eki? Edobozi lyo musayi gwa muganda wo linkabirira mu nsi.
Namugamba kiki kyokoze?
What have you done?
Muganda wongacha acha.
Your brother is still speaking.
Mulineri yatusedda na yiwa mukoze bubi.
He is rich but you affected him badly.
Simo sayi guno gwa bulijo gwalika.
Physical blood which was crying.
Obura muwe.
His life.
Eri musayi guka.
No blood cries.
Musayi namazi no muwe
bakali. Blood, the water and the spirit they agree.
Yaleta mulimi nga yogera ku moyo.
Wrote in the language speaking of the spirit of Abel.
It reached in heaven
and it complained like Revelation 6.
9-11.
How long will you take to accuse Cain?
For
what is done me while on the world?
He's
cut off my head.
He was
at the altar speaking from there. For the saints speak right at the altar, a golden altar, which is in Jerusalem of heaven. He was right there speaking. Revelation 6:9-11. Now he comes to ask this one, where is your brother? Is it me, my peacekeeper? I don't know where he is, and I'm not
on his name.
But God knew he already reached. Imagine now. If a person leaves this border, they have been in church. And you've been pastoring them. They ask you, where is your brother? You say you are not his keeper? Or you answer where they have gone. You explain why you prove they have reached there.
Or
you preach to them what reaches them there. Now things on this world, we ignore what I'm not their keeper.
And
if your neighbor loses a relative, you don't feel much pain. It's their business.
We
don't know
whether
and who minds?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You think
in the world, who minds where you've gone?
If they
ask them where they have gone, do you speak the answer what? Maybe he's going to heaven. Maybe it's in the ground.
Even
what you speak show much darkness. Genesis 4:11.
Kale, kakano kulimidwa munsi.
That's what the devil wanted.
The devil in Genesis 3,
he was cursed and man was not cursed. He felt pain. And he said, now,
they
have cursed me. The second, they have put battle between me and people. And they have empowered them much. What I have to do is one. Each one has right of another. He would not under us. He could never under us.
As
God put name it yet, giving us weapons to fight
them.
Adam and Eve are the one who knew the weapons. He sit them down, tell them God.
Mankind
is not minding. But you have stories of God, my parents. When he saw this has a despise, he said yes. They cast me alone and the enemy. What I'm going to do first.
The source
for human beings will be able to fight another. Why has the devil come direct to slap you? He enters into a human being. The devil wants to abuse you. He goes in a person and they abuse you through your neighbor. For you will be able to handle each other. And the other, the battle when it changed, he too, he will be cast as man. They are no more going to give him more.
They
have to cast him. Will he be alone with the cast?
If
you, man was given a punishment, he wasn't cast in the garden. He
said,
what can I do that he too gets a cast?
I know who get a gamba being again. You get a cattle.
If what just as I speak to God,
Baka Kusungo, you have
sounded well. Tear up that they curse him.
But if you come on, give your gomazo college, if you already
tell you what like that, I've committed sin.
I didn't even use Muganda.
Then they ask where your brother is. I don't know whether he is. I'm not his keeper. It's what we tell ourselves. Another tells you, come help me or say you're busy.
Being under what?
Being under what?
Satan is your busy.
That busy you speak every time.
Still,
Lord, you have
left me.
You know, I'm busy in your garden. In my gardens, I'm digging, I'm busy. Tell me we speak with you. Those your issues of
problems.
Where is my brother?
You know,
I have to dig my garden. This time we
try
to
dig business.
Most in business, they are claiming they are busy.
We shall
connect these issues after. You first leave us to business.
Kirunji.
Yes, it's good. Thank you so much. But no, who gives you love? Genesis 4:11.
Ndi kale kale kakano okulimidwa munsi yasemiza akamwa kayo okuweebwa omusayi gwa muganda wo mu mukono gwo. Bonoli magensi okuva kakano tekwenga manyi gayo. Munsi onobanga momboze era omutambuze.
Akati ensi netandika nayo kukyanka.
And the world began to change itself. Just as we shall hear on the other time.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Si atandikirawo okukyusa ebibala
byayo. World began to change its fruits.
Olinosooka oteekemu amaanyi ag'okulima.
Put in strength to dig.
God released
the command in Genesis
3
that the world will grow thorns. It never grew it
immediately.
No. He had passed it through to see where the man will settle.
Now the problem. Fighting to watch over that they fight the devil. He rather fought with his brother.
And
he emphasized that I have endorsed it now. The world should no more do this and this for you. It's confirmed.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
If we held the battle immediate, punishment was to give us where to end.
But
the battle moved on, punishment moved on.
Genesis 4:13. Kaini nagamba mukama nti okubonerezebwa kwange tekuyinzika kugumiikirizibwa.
Ate kati yagenda okuddamu amagezi nga
bamukolimidde.
N'ensi yennyini bagifudde ekintu
ekirala.
Tejjaddamu kutuwa maanyi.
No more give us strength.
Kuba amaanyi gayo gali mu kutuwa byakulya nga tetubonyeebonye.
To give us food without struggling.
Naye kati okubonaabona
kugenda. Right now struggling is moving on.
Kuyina nti ebikata tusooka kuzinga ettaka.
The potato. And we cut potato leaves, put in the heap ground.
And
we get weeds and we begin to clear the weeds from the gardens.
The
man had that curse. Mostly those who fight in their brothers.
And
who fights your brother, you have a curse, let me tell you.
Genesis 4:14. Laba ongobye leero mu maaso g'ensi era mu maaso go mweneekwekanga era n'abanga mmomboze era omutambuze mu nsi.
It's all the Lord.
Nakaddamu amagezi.
I've just gone back to sanity.
Badde nno okulwanisa Satani.
I had to fight the devil.
Ate ne nwanisa muganda.
I fought my brother.
Now
see what has come upon me. And I cannot bear that. You know, people hold on the devil. They discover they were not meant to fight their colleagues. I wish I fought myself. In fact, I wish I yelled out. You realize you are in curses. My brethren,
we
tell you in the
entire world,
name it is not between us among the stars,
but
between us and the devil.
It's
the one we focus to fight him.
All
weapons of God.
Amen. Genesis 4:14. Mukama n'amugamba nti buli alita Kaini kyaliva awalanwa eggwanga emirundi omusanvu.
Anti owulidde mu magezi ne
mukutegeeraunderstanding the seven spirits.
Atijjukira ali amukolimidde.
Remember he had cast him.
Tasobola tuula wamu.
He can't sit and settle.
Era ebiseera ebisinga kizibu mu nsi muno okubeera mu kifo ekimu.
Many times it's very hard in this world to settle in one place.
Ne bw'omala waana oba oyagala kuvaamu.
Even if you spent 4 years somewhere, you have to want to shift from there. God put that thing upon us.
And
he said, there is no your home here. You have to move every time. Till you get back to your city and rest there.
But
now we are moving up and down.
You
reach a time you feel you don't want there. And you sell and you shift elsewhere. That is the world where we are. But we think that too is normal. To sell as you shift to other places. Man is in the toilings.
Genesis 4:15. Kyaliva awalanwa eggwanga mirundi omusanvu. Mukama n'ateeka ku Kaini akabonero buli amulaba. Alimenga okumutta.
Yagiranga ekiseera n'agwamu akazondo.
Sometimes God mad.
Ngagira n'ajankala.
Sometimes he gets mad. And he settles and he gets mad again.
Tubirebeliye esule yokuna. N'olunyiriri lw'ekumi na mukaaga.
Genesis 4:16.
Kaini n'ava mu maaso ga Mukama n'atuula mu nsi ya Enodi mu maaso ga Adeni. Kaini n'amanya mukazi we n'abeera olubuto n'azaala Enoka. N'azimba ekibuga n'akituuma Enoka ng'erinnya ly'omwana we.
So ebyo byonna byabaawo lwekyo. Naye ekyawandiikibwa kino baali bakituweereddewo
okuyita
mu Adamu ne Eva.
That we clothe the armors, the armor of God. For we wrestle not with flesh and blood. That scripture just came back again. But when they waged the enmity, they gave it to us immediately.
Therefore,
put off the shoe from our feet, the truth in the waist. Reach today. And things are hard. In Hosea said there's no truthful in the world. Now we shall come back tomorrow. We begin on weapons which had been given us. And they are of God. And they told us, wrestle not with flesh and blood. Don't fight with Cain and Abel. No. We had the Lucifer we had to fight with. God bless you. As you prepare to understand the world of darkness. Praise Jesus. I have a question on Adam. But when you see Romans 7, we saw that Adam got back to Sunday within hell. But here they show he was teaching his children God. Romans, he tells you that
issue.
He loved to do good already. And he fought. But he found himself with a seed fighting him. He fought. Let me tell you. People still find the hard world. It's Adam and Eve. The world they reached in not knowing what to eat and not what they don't eat. Look at how you get that itching grass and cook it as your sauce. And it begins to itch the entire of your body. And you learn a lesson. This is not eatable. And they began to test them, giving them to animals. Even to discover that people build houses, it took a lot of time. Life had not
worked
having the wisdom of the world, for we used to heaven.
Why did we need to
use so much to cooking? Which year we first ate raw things. Life. I think the world began the way it is now. They found the problem here is Adam and Eve. But they began to discover fire where they roast things from, and they get them to God. God was teaching them to profit. But no, what happened on Adam? Romans 7 says why he was not able to fight those weapons. Romans 7 from 7 to
9. He
wanted to do good, but he had another law fighting within him. He realized it while he was in hell. That speech is brought back through Apostle Paul. And he explains Adam, when he was in the body, what did he experience? When he reaches there, he says,
bow
weak, Lord, to hold on your commands.
It sounds 1:19.
I want to know the wife kind married, where they got that wife from.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
These people outlived many years. If you realize the years kind married, you may realize where he got the wife.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
People who married at 600 years, 700.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Mm-hmm.
But according to Genesis 5, when they birthed
faith,
they gave birth to sons and many daughters. Now remember, those children, those days, there was nothing like don't marry your relative. And to marry those the one there. That too, even to Abraham, it was there.
Ibrahim kyavawa Sara ngate muganda.
That's why Abraham married Sarah and was a sister to him.
Nabawukanya bwawukanya ti
and they just separated the mother.
Baka amateka gamala kujanga tuve Misri.
The laws came when immorality was much now.
All through the missing,
had laws still
in the family. That's why they gave us
laws, don't love your
mother.
Don't marry the daughter of your mother.
Baby.
Like that. All through they married their relatives.
When
come and they give you a sister. My sister and my wife, and we go away. That way was what was working then. Praise him, Jesus. I have two questions. The first question is right there. On faith. And Cain and Abel, who was the first to be born?
Abel,
the second. Faith, the third. The second question. We've had Genesis 4. That God spoke with Cain and he told him sin was crushing clothed him. He came physically. Those things he came as he came to Abraham. Things have just changed now.
And people are
so evil. God doesn't want to reach them. To give up on us began in Genesis 6. And he took away his spirit from our midst. All our thoughts coming were all evil.
Now,
Cain had to do one thing. Go to enter in his heart or the devil.
He
speaks revelation. He's on our heart knocking. What is said, desire and believe.
You
believe with your heart to be given righteousness.
Is
to believe God after hearing his words. Believe the devil to be given and righteousness too is there. You choose words. Let's have a question. Praise Jesus. Now there are still people who still marry their relatives. They are breaking the laws of God.
Those
were put in place to hinder immorality. Is there a hand? Our time is past. God bless you.